You're listening to SBS News.
To the outside world, the Channel Islands, nestled between the UK and France, are a sanctuary for the wealthy, with clifftops dotted with mansions and yachts bobbing in the harbours. But that stereotype doesn't even begin to tell the real story. A story where apparent wealth masks the struggles of some islanders just to get by. Amy and Megan live in a social housing estate. The walls are covered in cracks and mould, and there are signs of vermin.
We do have mice.
And it's really not good with harassment, black mould as well.
A leaking tap had been temporarily fixed.
It all goes along there, so I've currently got two peahens there.
The couple live on incapacity benefits, which they say is not enough to get by.
If we pay sort of bills that we have to save each week to pay at the end of the month for, we are on £10 a week.
Trying to figure out our money, it just becomes draining.
Expensive hotels, it's expensive food, you come here to spend money. In reality, you can put that shadow over Guernsey, but underneath it, it's local people struggling.
According to the latest figures, around one in four households in Jersey and Guernsey live in relative poverty. There are no recent comparable figures for the number of high earners on the islands, but last year alone, 28 people moved to Jersey through its scheme for attracting wealthy residents, earning more than £750,000 a year. And Locate Guernsey helped 45 high net worth individuals and businesses move over. Richard Murphy is a professor in economics at Sheffield University and a tax justice campaigner.
The Channel Islands have deliberately gone out of their way to attract very wealthy people into the islands by offering favourable tax rates. In addition, basic costs of living, such as food and so on, are often higher than in the rest of the UK. Very wealthy people, able to dominate the housing market, pricing it out of the reach of most people, and ordinary salaries being, frankly, unexceptional, and you create a wealth disparity which is extremely difficult to manage.
Somebody who's seen both sides of the coin is businesswoman Margaret Thompson from the reality TV show The Real Housewives of Jersey, which showcases the lavish lifestyles of the rich on the island. We spoke in her renovated flat in an affluent neighbourhood overlooking the beach.
It's just totally priceless. Look. Get the sign till 7:30 at night.
She's built a property empire, but tells me about her humble beginnings.
I arrived in Jersey in 1979 and I had £37 in my pocket. I could only afford a chip butty for my dinner. So yeah, I have been at both sides. I appreciate everything that I have and that I've worked for.
Margaret believes some could escape their struggles through mindset.
A lot of people should get more confidence within their abilities. Take a leaf out of my book. If someone says, no, you can't do this, well, why can't I?
What would you say to those people who would say they don't have the option to be confident?
They need to find a mentor. You have to make them aware that they're just as amazing as the next person.
Some feel the gaps between the haves and the have-nots is widening. The rising cost of living felt globally means eyes are on local leaders to help those struggling most. Peter Roffey is the politician responsible for Guernsey's benefit system.
What we're talking about is changing the contribution system, which would help lift a lot of burden off lower paid, lower income households. I'd love to be able to put up benefits considerably from where they are now. I don't believe the state has the budget.
Amy and Megan say what help there is barely scratches the surface.
On this whole estate, there's poverty everywhere. The higher up people just don't see it.
Amy's always like, that will be us one day.
One day, that's
we just say that will be us one day.
But positive thinking doesn't pay the bills, and unless change happens, the undercurrent of poverty masked by money won't go away.